is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
It's time for America Outdoors Radio, the show that covers the outdoor scene across the U.S. of A. and the entire continent. Fishing, hunting, conservation, outdoor recreation, and great destinations, we cover it all every week. It's your country, your outdoors. Let's explore it together with your host, John Cruz.
Welcome to the show. I went duck hunting this week, and I'll tell you what, I had high hopes. The reason why? We had a weather front push through, and we had like 40-mile-an-hour winds and cold weather, and I was thinking to myself, man, it has been so calm and so mild that this is definitely going to push some birds down into our area. The area in question, that'd be the Columbia Basin of eastern Washington, where I get to hunt on a fairly frequent basis. As a matter of fact, this is my 7th hunt of the season. Went out with my best friend and a couple of other friends, and we shot a grand total of 1 duck. I got 1 golden eye. That was it. One of the other guys hit and lost a greenhead mallard, and the birds just weren't there like we thought they were going to be, and they just weren't flying like we thought they were going to be. So there you go. That's why it's called hunting instead of harvesting. But having said that, still a great time being out with my best friend and my other buddies out there in the duck blind, and there's always next time, because we've still got a couple of weeks left in the season. This week on the show, we've got some great guests for you. One of them is Jerry Audette. He hails from Massachusetts. He is an absolute striped bass surf fishing maniac, and he is the man behind the Surfcaster's Journal. He publishes that digital magazine every other month. He also has got a comprehensive surf scenarios seminar series available for you that will definitely make you into a better striped bass angler fishing from the surf. We'll talk to Jerry more about this in just a few minutes. Another guest we'll talk to today, also on the fishing front, is Ty Al. Now, Ty is a tournament bass angler. He started out on the West Coast, and now he fishes the Major League Fishing Invitationals, and he's doing pretty good. And I think you're going to really enjoy our conversation with how he got into tournament fishing and how he went all in with Major League Fishing in the last couple of years. Following that, we're going to catch up with Eric Maynard. He is with the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission, and this weekend they are wrapping up their 2024 Big Squirrel Challenge, and this is a 2-day affair designed to get folks out in the woods squirrel hunting. Those that do weigh in a limit of 3 squirrels, and the heaviest weights in regions throughout the state win silver and gold medals. There's even a statewide leader, too. As a matter of fact, the statewide leaders in the different divisions actually get to win an Umarex air rifle, and somebody who participates is going to win a 2-day stay at a resort in Arkansas. This sounds like all sorts of fun. Can't wait to tell you more about it when we talk to Eric Maynard, and maybe some of you out there can get a hold of your state DNR or Fish and Wildlife agencies and encourage them to do something similar, because squirrel hunting is a great way to get more folks in the sport, which is something we need, because anti-hunters are at it again with a brand new trick up their sleeves. From Field and Stream, we learned that an anti-hunting group is buying up millions of dollars worth of commercial hunting permits in Canada. The group in question is the Rainforest Conservation Coalition, and they have purchased the exclusive rights to guide non-resident hunters in a huge swath of British Columbia's Great Bear Rainforest. If you're thinking the group's going to be guiding any hunters anytime soon, though, well, don't count on that. They may offer some guided trips, but it looks like you're probably not going to have a successful experience unless you just want to watch the bears. That's something you're going to be promoting instead. And the whole idea for the Rainforest Conservation Coalition to purchase this massive outfitting lease, known in Canada as a guiding tenure, is a way to lock non-resident hunters out of the area and stop non-residents from hunting. The outfitting lease covers 18,000 square kilometers, or roughly 4.5 million acres. And Raincoast actually purchased this operation from the estate of a legitimate hunting outfitter who recently passed away. It reportedly cost the organization nearly $2 million to acquire the tenure, which comes with the infrastructure needed to run a successful guiding outfit, like cabins, base lodges, boats, planes, and ATVs. According to Raincoast's website, they received 700 individual contributions from around the world that allowed them to make the acquisition, including substantial support from a U.S.-based outdoor apparel company. I checked the Raincoast Conservation Foundation's website and found out the company in question, Patagonia. That's right, apparently they are anti-hunting, or at least they certainly are partnering with an anti-hunting organization here. Getting back to the article from Field & Stream, they quote Scott Ellis, the executive director of the Guide Outfitters Association of British Columbia. He told Field & Stream that Raincoast's motives for buying up the hunting tenures is simple. They want to curtail legal hunting activities inside the Great Bear Rainforest. Raincoast claims not to be an anti-hunting organization, but in Ellis's words, they act like an anti-hunting organization and they talk like an anti-hunting organization, and they were behind the closure of grizzly bear hunts throughout the province in 2017, and they've been buying guide territories for 20 years. According to Ellis, BC's 2017 ban on grizzly hunting greatly reduced the commercial value of those guide territories in southern BC because the area was a popular destination for non-resident grizzly bear hunters. And those foreign hunters make up a substantial portion of the guides and outfitters' revenue stream. So what's Raincoast going to offer instead? As we said earlier, it looks like it's going to be bear viewing over bear hunting. If you want to find out more details, go to fieldandstream.com and check out this article. Next, we've got some updates from Southwick Associates. They do a lot of work when it comes to reporting on fishing and hunting trends. And one thing they're looking at is angler participation in the first half of 2023. Southwick Associates polled state fisheries agencies regarding fishing license sale trends. Specifically, they asked about the percent change in resident and non-resident license sales between 2022 and 2023 overall, and 2023 versus 2022 for the first half of each year. According to data from 24 states, fishing license sales were reported to have dropped an average of 6.3% overall in 2022 compared to 2021, with all states reporting decreased sales. For January through June of 2023, sales increased 1.3% compared to the first half of 2022, with 16 of 24 states reporting increases in license sales. This comes after license sales dropped 6% in 2021 from 2020's historical high, which, as you will recall, was the height of COVID, a time when a lot of folks were taking up fishing. Southwick Associates also asked the question, what's the 2024 outlook for fishing and hunting? And it comes down to economics. If the economy dips into a recession, which is looking less likely, participation will still be high. As seen in past recessions, our core audience typically works fewer hours rather than losing employment, allowing more time to head outdoors. And they still have money. In such times, they will fish, hunt, and shoot more often. On the other hand, when the economy is overheated, people have extra money to purchase high-end items, but less time to participate. A recession could happen, and if it does, Southwick and Associates think it will be mild. Unemployment will climb, at least in the first half of 2024, but remain within healthy levels. That means our hunters, anglers, and target shooters will still have time to participate in the sports they love. Finally, it is January, and that means ice fishing season is in full swing. But from Target Walleye, we learned that at the Great Lakes, there was a record low for ice cover on New Year's Day. On January 1st, scientists recorded the average ice cover across all five bodies of water at just 0.4%, an all-time low for the day since researchers began officially measuring Great Lakes ice cover in 1973. Lake Huron, Lake Erie, and Lake Ontario were completely devoid of ice, while just 0.1% of Lake Michigan was covered on the 1st. Lake Superior had ice covering a whole 1% of its surface area. December was certainly mild through much of the country. We'll see what January brings us in terms of more ice. Stick around. We've got a great conversation coming up with Jerry Audette about surf fishing for stripers right after this short break. We've been telling you about Sportsman's Cove Lodge in Southeast Alaska for a while now, and there's a reason. They are the only Alaska lodge we talk about in this show. It's because they're truly Alaska's best lodge. The adventure starts with a float plane ride from Ketchikan, after which you'll get the chance to experience some of the best hospitality, food, and wonderful people you'll ever meet. Wildlife is abundant, from bears and deer to eagles and whales, and let's not forget the reason you're here, the fishing. Halibut, salmon, lingcod, rockfish, true cod, and more. It's all waiting for you in abundance at Sportsman's Cove Lodge. Book your trip today at alaskasbestlodge.com. That's alaskasbestlodge.com for Sportsman's Cove Lodge.
We love our children. We protect them. We guide them. We prepare them for life in the world. With all that we do from deep in our hearts, we cannot control all things. Life-threatening illnesses and disabilities affect far too many of our children each year. While we cannot change the circumstances, we can make dreams come true. Dreams to provide hope, to provide spiritual healing and strength, to provide moments of happiness and relief in the darkest of times. We can give a glimmer of light and hope in a time of darkness and despair. Join huntofalifetime.org to help make dreams come true, to provide hope for children with life-threatening illnesses and disabilities. Hunt of a Lifetime is a nonprofit organization fulfilling dreams for hunting and fishing trips to youth 21 and under with life-threatening illnesses and disabilities. Visit huntofalifetime.org to learn how you can make a difference. That's huntofalifetime.org.
John Cruz here, looking to improve your bottom line as a business that caters to outdoors enthusiasts. You can do so for a very cost-effective price by advertising on America Outdoors Radio. I will tailor a marketing campaign for you, reaching hundreds of thousands of listeners every weekend, tuning into our show on 135 stations in 33 states. We've got a sponsor opening right now, so contact me through my website at AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com and let's talk about helping you.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
You're back in with America Outdoors Radio. I'm John Cruz. We are taking you to Massachusetts. That's where we get to talk to Jerry Audette. He is the man behind the Surfcasters Journal, managing editor for it. And if you want to learn how to catch striped bass from the surf, he's got something for you. It's the Surf Scenarios Seminar Series. It's available right now. Jerry, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, John. Really appreciate it.
So before we get into the seminar series and the journal, let's talk a little bit about your transformation into, you know, they have trout bums over on the West Coast and in BC and Alaska. I guess you've kind of become a striped bass bum fishing for the surf, haven't you?
Yeah, that's exactly right. There's definitely a few of us over here who become, for lack of a better word, addicted to the striped bass fishing, and it seems like the surf guys have it the worst. There's something about fishing that really gets under your skin, it really gets in your blood, and it ruins your life. Or I guess maybe a better way of saying it is it really makes your life. And that's honestly probably what it's done for me. I was a research scientist before this. I have an advanced degree, biomedical degree. And, you know, fishing was always a passion of mine. I fished a lot as a kid for trout and smallmouth bass. But, man, once I started fishing for stripers and surf, it was like I found something really special, and I made it my whole life now, and my vocation and avocation have become the same thing. Now, stripers are my everything. I write about them, I shoot photography of them, and, you know, I teach about them, and that's become my entire life, basically.
Wow. Well, let's talk about the Surfcasters Journal. Is this an online magazine?
Yeah, sure. So Surfcasters Journal, we're actually about to put out our 82nd edition. I'd like to say that we were an online publication before being online was cool. We were always online. We've always been online. You can find it at surfcastersjournal.com. We are completely and totally dedicated to the surf, mostly to striped bass, but we do have a travel column, most editions, where we'll go all over the world. We've covered all kinds of different stuff. But yeah, we're in our 82nd edition, which I think puts us like into our 14th year.
Wow. So, SurfcastersJournal.com, how much does it cost to subscribe, and is this a monthly edition?
So we do 6 editions a year, and it's only $20. So it's $20 for a whole year. It's all online. We have regular columnists. We have all kinds of other articles. We also do exclusive video content. That's one of the beautiful things about being online is you can embed different videos, which makes it really interesting because you can integrate a bunch of different kinds of content. You can see a free preview, which is pretty extensive, every single edition right now on the website. You can see if it's worth it to you as, you know, a reader and a viewer.
All right. Well, let's turn our attention to the Surf Scenario Seminar Series. It's already started. You've already had your first one. Tell us a little bit about what folks will get if they sign up and pay $119.
Yeah, sure. So Surf Scenarios is in its fourth year, which now that we started means we have over 900 anglers who have signed up for the series over the last 4 years. And I like to think about it sort of in three benefits. The first benefit is I do extensive seminars based on specific topics that are very important to the surf angler. And these cover a huge array of things. But I really try to break down the philosophical and the psychological side of surf fishing. And that sounds a little bit weird, but instead of just giving you lists of gear and going through the same old kinds of this is what you fish around this bait or this piece of structure, I really try to dig deeper. And we try to talk about what makes a successful fisherman. How can you be successful? How should you be thinking about the surf? How do you plan for fishing the surf? All of those things that, you know, you don't really get anywhere else.
I've got to ask you in terms of the psychological part. I'm a tournament bass fisherman, and I usually out-psych myself. So
yeah.
When it comes to surf castings and mm-hmm. psyching yourself up for success, what are some things you suggest?
Well, so it's not just about psyching yourself up, although, frankly, you know, when the surf is up and you're out at night, which is almost all I'm doing is fishing at night, you usually don't get yourself psyched up too much because it's so fun and there's so much adrenaline involved. But instead, I think that one of the things that surf fishermen do wrong is they view the surf and the fish and the environment from a human angle. And instead, we need to really be thinking about it from the fish's angle. So how does our eyesight differ from theirs? How does their lateral line affect how they move and interact with the environment? How does our ability to think sort of flavor the way that we choose a lure or change to a lure or where we cast versus what are the fish experiencing? And that's the psychology that I'm trying to get into. I'm trying to actually break through the human psychology and teach you more about how to think like fish.
Very interesting. All right. Now, it's not just you that's providing these seminars. You've got a whole bunch of guests that you've got on, too. Who are some of those guests?
Yeah, so that's right. So this is the second benefit I really see of the series is that we go into these really extensive, really deep interviews that are far deeper even than a podcast. Some of these interviews have gone over 4 hours.
Oh,
so they get really deep, and it's very intense. This year, we have some really great anglers. Alberto Nye, a very famous angler. Al Gags, Brendan Richards, which is a local angler to me. And we have some really, you know, these guys are, all of them are very talented, but very unique and very interesting individuals. And that's why I want to talk to them. You know, I mean, these people are guys who are very well respected in the surf fishing community.
How long are each of these seminars?
So the seminars that I give, the more instructional seminars, they range between about 2 and 3 hours each. The interviews, they're roughly about the same, 2 to 3 hours each. But there's also a full 10-hour long foundational seminar that's pre-recorded. So some of these are live, most of these are live, although they're recorded and anybody can view them at any time as long as you sign up. And that's why it doesn't matter that we've already started when you're hearing this. The foundational is pre-recorded and available to everybody, and it sort of gives you the foundations of the things. It's really made for more beginners. It's a lot of gear stuff. It's a lot of this is the basics. These are, you know, the most important things if you don't know them already. So it's a lot of content. I say it's 35 hours, but it's probably more over 40.
Well, the bottom line is this. If your New Year's resolution is to become a better surf angler for stripers, this is for you, the Surf Scenarios Seminar Series. And the website to go to is indeepoutdoors.com. That's indeepoutdoors.com. Check out everything that's available through the seminar series. Sign up. It's only $119 for all sorts of content, and you will definitely take a very deep dive into the world of surf fishing for stripers, and I have no doubt you'll be a better angler at the end of it. Jerry, thanks so much for sharing this with us today on America Outdoors Radio.
Thank you, John.
Next, I want to tell you something I really love about our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. They're a company that cares about people, and their Guns for Great Causes program is the perfect example of this. Henry Repeating Arms announced a donation of 65 custom Support for Sammy rifles, and this raised a total of $46,700, all of which is going to benefit the family of 11-year-old Sammy Bernadiskowski of Elk Ridge, Maryland. The money provides relief for the medical expenses she's incurred through treatments for multiple congenital heart defects, which includes 5 open heart surgeries. I got to tell you, Henry Repeating Arms, they've done similar fundraisers with custom-made engraved rifles for kids battling life-threatening medical conditions for years. And it speaks so well of this company that makes all of its rugged, reliable, great-looking firearms right here in America. You can find out more about the Guns for Great Causes program and check out the lineup of lever-action rifles and other firearms from Henry Repeating Arms at henryusa.com. That's henryusa.com. And don't forget to ask for your free catalog and decals while you're there.
Come explore the Dalles in Oregon for outdoors fun. Hike amongst the wildflowers, bike our riverfront trail, or visit the Gorge Discovery Center where you can enjoy a live raptor display. Or even check out our National Neon Sign Museum. But don't forget the fishing. We've got salmon, steelhead, bass, walleye, and monster-sized sturgeon waiting just for you. When the day is done, tell those tall tales at one of our wineries, breweries, or restaurants and plan your next adventure. Find out more at explorethedalles.com.
When you think of WorkSharp knife and tool sharpeners, you probably think of sharpeners for the shop or the field, but WorkSharp has a whole lineup of sharpeners for the kitchen, too. We're talking about everything from easy-to-use manual and electric knife sharpeners to ceramic honing rods, whetstones, and the new rolling knife sharpener, an innovative manual sharpener that will do wonders for your cutlery. Make sure there's never a dull moment in your kitchen. Check out the entire product line and order today at WorkSharpTools.com. That's WorkSharpTools.com.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years' experience in writing business insurance in the North States. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Reading School of the Arts presents Disney's The Little Mermaid Jr. at the historic Cascade Theater, January 18th to 21st. This 60-minute musical is full of the songs you know and love from the animated film and the Broadway production. This production by Reading School of the Arts is the only of its kind. Students at the heart of the show, come support students in the arts and prepare to be interchanged with guilds.
Tickets available now at CascadeTheater.org. That's Cascade, T-H-E-A-T-R-E.org. This production of The Little Mermaid Jr. is presented with special permission by Music Theater International.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Join Tokens Radio Show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as hosts Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Tokens Radio Show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
Welcome back to America Outdoors Radio. I'm John Cruz. We're profiling a very well-known bass angler today. His name is Ty Au. He hails from Glendale, Arizona. He fishes the Major League Fishing Invitationals, but he's been fishing tournaments for about 20 years now. Ty, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you so much for having me. I'm super excited to be on.
You know, Glendale, Arizona, not known as a bass fishing mecca. How did you get into tournament angling?
You know, just like many other people, I grew up fishing for anything that bit, and was mainly my brother and I. We stopped by a tackle shop. We saw that they had a tournament going on, decided to go sign up, and that was, I can't believe it, but that was 24 years ago. Fished a little lake called Patagonia Lake, just about an hour and 15 minutes south of Tucson, and that's where it all started for me.
You know, it's funny. I just fished some minor tournaments out here in the Northwest, but you fish a tournament, it's like getting bit by a bug, and it's just, you can't get enough of it once you get bit.
Yeah, at this point in my career, I don't know if I still have a fishing problem or a gambling problem.
That's a very good way to put it. Well, you went from fishing local tournaments to fishing the Wild West Bass Trail, which at the time was kind of the West Coast tournament trail for bass anglers, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was, looking back on, for a West Coast guy, that was a time in my career where I made the most money, especially with the Evan Root contingency and all the programs that they had. And, man, I mean, we made so much money fishing the Wild West, and the entry fees were low. You got the television exposure. Those were the golden days of West Coast bass fishing, in my opinion.
But you were basically, I mean, you were a part-time bass angler at that time. Obviously, you can't support yourself on that tournament trail. Were you an insurance agent?
Yeah, I still do insurance. I mean, you know, I try to do as smart as I can. I got 2 young kids. I got a mortgage to pay. I got a lot of responsibilities and a lot of people depending on me. And, you know, unfortunately how the sport sits right now, you just have to be smart and have other sources of income. And that's why, you know, my biggest advice for people out there is, you know, don't put all your eggs in one basket. You got to diversify where you're getting your income and choose a career that allows you the freedom to go fish, take care of your family, and do all that other stuff. And, you know, just, you know, for me, I'm very fortunate. I mean, 3 years ago when I started my business, my insurance business, I went to become an insurance broker. And, yeah, you don't make a lot of money your first few years of insurance, but luckily my sponsors kept me going, and then just doing well just enough just, you know, allowed me to survive that first few crucial years of my career.
What kind of insurance do you sell?
Yeah, just home, auto, and life insurance.
What's the insurance agency if people are interested? How do they get a hold of you?
Just do a simple Google search. I'm only licensed here in Arizona. You know, I've been doing insurance since 2007. So for me, it was a pretty easy transition to go from, I guess, a corporate company or a captive agent, as they call it, to become a broker. Because we were doing a little bit of brokeraging anyway, and I decided just to go off on my own when I jumped on tour and joined the rodeo, as they call it, in 2021.
Okay, so for all of our listeners tuning in out of Prescott, Arizona today, there's an insurance option for you. Getting back to tournament fishing, you transitioned from the Wild West Bass Trail around 2020 to Major League Fishing. Tell us about this.
Yeah, really in 2020, I was fishing both Wild West and the Toyota Series, and I was very fortunate. I had a breakout year, and I finished first at Havasu, 10th at the Delta, and then closing out the year, I won at Clear Lake, won Angler of the Year, decided that, hey, I got to take my shot, something that I've always wanted to do since I was a little kid, about, you know, 14, 15 years old. And, you know, I got to thank my sponsors because, you know, I called my existing sponsors with 3 phone calls. I knocked more than half of the entry fees off, so I decided that I was going to take that leap of faith and started my career at Okeechobee. You know, sometimes you got to take a gamble. I took a gamble and jumped off the cliff, see if I can fly, and finished 133rd at Okeechobee in that first event. So that was a wake-up call. It was a very scary point in my life, but we turned that around and finished 6th place at Smith, 6th at Murray, and I really got the ball rolling that year. It kind of saved my year just getting back in it right after I fell. But, yeah, that was in 2021, fished the Pro Circuit, now they call it the Tackle Warehouse Invitational, a few years later, and decided to jump over and fish the Bass Open EQ for the 2024 season.
Interesting. All right. Very interesting indeed. You know, anglers tend to have a certain strength with certain techniques. And are you one of those people that relies on forward-facing sonar? Are you a drop shot angler? Are you a crankbait angler? What are your strengths?
You know, my strength, honestly, as much as I hate to admit it, is just with the good old Yamamoto Senko. I'm really good at it whenever I choose to throw that bait in any given event, especially during the pre-spawn all the way to the post-spawn. I tend to do very well as long as I'm disciplined enough to fish with it. But other than that, I consider myself a very versatile angler coming from Arizona. You know, here, I don't have a lot of home lakes. I mean, I've never competed on a home lake other than Lake Placid one time when Wild West came here, their very first event. That was like 7 years ago. But I don't have a home lake. Have a student home. The closest thing I have to a home lake is the California Delta, and that's 12 hours away from me. But I try to be versatile, you know, and I think the strength outside of throwing a sinker would be just fishing the conditions. I'm a nerd when it comes to science. I'm a nerd when it comes to reading the barometric pressure, and that's what I go by when I make my, you know, my decisions as far as to when to throw a fast-moving bait, when to slow down. The barometric pressure tells me everything about what I need to be doing out there.
Another question for you. You know, you're basically a West Coast angler. The transition to fishing in the east, whether it be northeast, the St. Lawrence, or the southeast, like you said, Lake Okeechobee, was it intimidating at first? Because I imagine it was pretty foreign.
Yeah, you know, I felt like I had to learn fishing all over again. You know that saying where a bass is a bass is a bass? Well, I can tell you right now, 100% certainty, that that is not true. A bass acts totally different in Florida, and then you go out on the West Coast, compare the Florida strain out in the California Delta. They're not the same. They don't act the same. The forage is different. You know, so that was a huge learning curve for me, and what I should have done was fish back east a little bit more prior to putting it all on the line. When I say on the line, remember guys, I mortgaged my house as, you know, put that into my savings and basically gave myself 2 years to make it out there. And if I didn't do well, I mean, I would have been in a lot of trouble. So, you know, going back there, I was very surprised at how different the fishing is. You know, what they call clear out there is at the very, it's like dirty out here.
Right.
Okay. So, again, I had a very hard time transitioning from West Coast to East Coast, but I feel like after about 2 years, I started to get the hang of it. And, you know, East Coast fishing, you do rely on your electronics a lot more. So I do use forward-facing sonar to see if there's fish or activity in the area. And I got to the point now I feel very comfortable understanding and knowing what I'm looking for. And if there's nothing there, I'm quick to leave now. Whereas before, you know, I would just fish the area and just hope for a bite. But now I'm relying on electronics and finding my fish before I even make a cast.
Good stuff. Okay, we got 30 seconds left. Quick shout out to your sponsors that help you live this lifestyle.
Yeah, you know, my main sponsor, basically, Yamamoto, Doug Sorley. I just signed Copper State Tackle, which they're a huge tackle shop from here in Arizona. That's up and coming. We've got some big announcements to come, so make sure you guys tune in along and, you know, just follow our journey.
All right, and you can do so by going to Ty Al's Facebook page. Just look up Ty Al Athlete, and you can keep up with what's going on the tournament trail with Ty. Ty, wishing you the best in 2024, and thanks for making the time today on America Outdoors Radio.
All right, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate you guys. Good luck this year.
This portion of the show was brought to you by our friends at WorkSharp. They're the fine folks out of Ashland, Oregon, who make knife and tool sharpeners that you can use whether you're hunting or fishing or camping or maybe in your shop, maybe in your kitchen, for all of the knives and tools you need sharpened every day when you work and play. WorkSharp tools can be found online at WorkSharpTools.com, or you can find them in sporting goods stores and hardware stores all over our great nation. Just look for WorkSharp products to sharpen your knives and your tools, because nothing is worse than trying to get the job done right with a dull blade.
Immerse yourself in a complete Alaska wilderness experience through Sportsman's Cove Lodge. Up to six of you will spend a week in a beautiful waterfront log home in a secluded cove. Every day is a new adventure. Go on a guided fishing trip or haul in a bounty of shrimp and crab. Visit a Native American village where totem poles are carved. Go on a whale or bear watching trip and return back to your very own place at the end of the day. Find out more about the Alaska Wilderness Experience at alaskasbestlodge.com. That's alaskasbestlodge.com.
I'm Anthony Imperato, president of Henry Repeating Arms. Patriotic Americans are looking to protect and provide for their families now more than ever. Henry has over 200 rifles and shotguns to choose from. Made in America or not made at all. And backed by a lifetime guarantee. Order a free catalog, decals, and a list of Henry dealers in your area. Go to henryusa.com or call 1-800-958-4993. Thank you and God bless America.
Hunt of a Lifetime is a nationwide nonprofit organization dedicated to providing hunting and fishing trips to youth 21 and under who suffer from life-threatening illnesses and disabilities. These adventures make big differences in the lives of those who participate in them, and in many cases are literally a dream come true that brings hope and therapy to their lives. Find out more, get involved, or donate today at huntofalifetime.org. That's huntofalifetime.org. huntofalifetime.org.
Campers, adventure seekers, hunters, and foodies. No matter the lifestyle, we can all agree on one thing. Great food and great people are worth remembering. At Camp Chef, we don't just make grills. We create each product knowing that a warm meal is always better when it's shared with those we love. Learn more about Camp Chef grills, smokers, and portable cooking equipment at campchef.com. That's campchef.com for a better way to cook outdoors.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You may be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee through the Employee Retention Credit. Call Omega Accounting Solutions to see if your business is eligible to recover payroll tax pay during the pandemic. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute consultation to determine your qualifications. Call Omega Accounting Solutions at 800-309-ERC. Omega's knowledgeable staff will streamline the process of filing complicated paperwork. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. CPAs even turn to Omega for ERC guidance. Take advantage of this exclusive small business tax credit before it's too late. The 3-year sunset deadline is setting soon. So find out if you qualify today. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredits.com.
Next up on America Outdoors Radio, we are taking you to the natural state where the 2024 Big Squirrel Challenge, put on by the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission, is just wrapping up. With us here to tell you more about it is Eric Maynard. He is the Education Assistant Chief at the Nature Centers in Arkansas. Eric, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
So tell us a little bit about this event, the Big Squirrel Challenge, and how it works.
So the Big Squirrel Challenge is really to get people out and squirrel hunting and hopefully take a friend or some youth. You know, a lot of people get started in hunting by squirrel hunting or small game hunting, and this time of year deer season's wrapping up and not everybody has access to waterfowl hunting. So it's a good way to stay out in the woods and keep hunting and stuff. So this is our third year of having a statewide event. It started off as a regional event up in northwest Arkansas, and it went over so well we decided to expand it statewide. And it's real simple. You can hunt in teams of two. We like it when we get other people out hunting with us, and it's social, and a lot of times teaching people. A lot of folks kill their first squirrel on the Big Squirrel Challenge, but they can go out. They started Friday at noon is when the hunting period starts, and you can hunt until Saturday at noon or until you can get to the weigh-in station. So weigh-in is today, Saturday, from 12 to 1. So depending on how close you are, you can hunt as long as you can. And as long as you are in line for the weigh-in by 1 o'clock, you can bring in your squirrels. And you don't have to have a full limit. You weigh your three heaviest squirrels between the two of you as a team, and it's in different categories. So we have adult categories and youth categories, and then for adults we have fox squirrels only and then a mixed bag or gray squirrels only, so that you're not at a disadvantage if you've got a mixed bag or gray squirrel since the fox squirrels are heavier. And then the same thing for the youth. And youth teams can either be two kids under the age of 16 or an adult and one youth as a team. So they go out and hunt, bring in their squirrels, and then go to a weigh-in station across the state. We have 12 of them this year, so it's easy for people to find a weigh-in station and weigh your squirrels in whatever category. And then at about 1 o'clock in the afternoon, we announce the winners in each category and the weights. And then we give out prizes. You know, if you're a winner in a category at your weigh-in location, you win gold or silver medals. We have door prizes with air guns from Umarex, who sponsored us this year. And we have other prizes that people can win at different locations. And then we also had a donation this year for a lodge stay up around Mountain View, Arkansas. So everybody that brings in squirrels gets their name put in a hat for a drawing stay at this lodge.
Yep, and that drawing, folks, that's two nights at the Great Oaks Cabins Lodge outside of Mountain View. That's a $250 value, and again, the statewide winners in each category get an Umarex air rifle. And I guess I got to ask, most of the hunters, are they bagging their squirrels using like 410 shotgun or a 22 or an air rifle?
Well, all of the above. It's hard to say what most of them are using. You know, it's all personal preference. We don't separate that out, so you can hunt any way you want to. A lot of people that are hunting with kids, you know, obviously like to use shotguns. Gives them a little better advantage. Some people are purely rifles, and we're seeing a lot more people that are getting into air rifle hunting. We also don't break out whether or not you hunt with or without dogs. We did for a year, found out it didn't make a whole lot of difference. So you can hunt with dogs if you want to, or if you don't have squirrel dogs, you know, you don't have to. So that way it makes it easy for everybody to get in and hunt. You can hunt on private land or public land. So trying to make it as easy as possible. We really want people just to get out and participate. It's always nice at the weigh-ins when you hear the stories or see the pictures afterwards. Have a number of people bringing in kids that have killed their first squirrel, and they get a first squirrel certificate. And then I've heard stories where older guys would come up and say, you know, I haven't squirrel hunted in 7 or 8 years, but I decided to go squirrel hunting because you were having this event. And the thing is, I mean, there's not a whole lot of variation in the weights of squirrels. So it's not like lots of places have big deer contests and you can measure antlers and you can do all that kind of stuff. Well, can't do that with squirrels. So this was just a fun way to get people out and squirrel hunting. We'll weigh them just to see, you know, what the weights are. Last year, we had some pretty good weights for our area. You know, they vary across the country, but we had a 1-3 squirrel limit was 2,420 grams. Comes out to just under 2 pounds of squirrel. That was the fox squirrel only, and it was a youth team that won that.
I'll be darned. Well, I'll tell you what, the Big Squirrel Challenge, great idea to get folks out hunting, to introduce folks to hunting, and just a wonderful idea. I hope other states follow your lead on this. It's going to happen again next year, and if you're wondering where those check locations are, they're located in Springdale and Pine Bluff, Mayflower, Jonesboro, Fort Smith, Yellville, Columbus, Hayes and Batesville, Magnolia, Russellville, and Monticello. And again, it's all put on by the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission. It is the Big Squirrel Challenge, and it'll be back next year, too. Eric, thanks so much for sharing this with us today on America Outdoors Radio.
Thanks, sir. Appreciate you having me.
And now it's time for one of my favorite segments.
It's record fish time.
From Fox News, we learned that there may be a new Texas state record for the smallmouth buffalo fish. What's a buffalo fish? Well, it's kind of like a carp, but it's not. But let's start off with a story. You see, last year, Kentucky angler Art Weston set 4 records with 1 catch, and now he's ready to add another one for the new year. On December 18th, 2023, Weston was joined by Austin Anderson, a fishing guide with Carp Pro Texas Guide Service, who specializes in catching world record buffalo fish. The pair embarked on a trip to Austin, Texas to look for them. Now, the buffalo, according to Weston, is a type of indigenous fish to many parts of the United States that is often confused with carp, but it's actually part of the sucker family and requires specific techniques to fish for them successfully, often with what are called hair rigs. Continuing his conversation with Fox News, Weston said that buffalo fish can grow to well over 80 pounds and live nearly 100 years. So, Weston decided he was going to catch not the biggest fish ever, but the biggest line class. So he went after a buffalo fish using 2-pound test, which means he had a real struggle on his line when he hooked a 27-pound smallmouth buffalo fish. So how did Weston land this fish without breaking the line? Well, according to Weston, one trick that he learned fishing light line is you want to use a reel that has a very low maximum drag setting. The technique worked, and they were able to net the fish. They were able to weigh it, measure it, take some pictures, and then release it back into the water. Again, the fish, weighing 27 pounds, is 10 pounds over the previous record set with 2-pound test line back in 1995. Weston still has to wait for official word from the International Game Fish Association, but he says he followed all the rules, and he's pretty certain that he's going to get that record.
Congratulations on your new record.
Before we go, let's tell you about some sportsman shows that are going on in the next couple of weeks. Starting this weekend, we can tell you about the Portland Boat Show at the Expo Center in Portland, Oregon. This is a huge boat show when it comes to sport fishing boats between
15 to 25 feet, both fiberglass and aluminum, and that'll continue through Sunday. Another show going on this weekend is the Denver International Sportsman's Expo. That's a big one, also running through Sunday, as is the Bass and Saltwater Fishing Expo in Raleigh, North Carolina, as well as the Bismarck, North Dakota RV and Boat Show. Coming up next week, the Tacoma RV Show in Tacoma, Washington, the Tacoma Dome, takes place January 18th through the 21st. You've got another show in Denver, this one, the Fly Fishing Show. That's going to happen at the Gaylord Rockies Resort from the 19th through the 21st. And then the International Sportsman's Expo is moving to Sacramento. The dates for this big show, January 18th through the 21st. There's some more shows going on that week, too. The Richmond Fishing Expo in Doswell, Virginia is happening from Friday the 19th through Sunday the 21st, as is the Greater Sioux Falls Outdoor Show at Buffalo Ridge, South Dakota, and the St. Joe Sports Show in St. Joseph, Missouri, January 19th through the 21st. One other show to tell you about a little bit further out is the Washington State Sportsman Show. That takes place in Puyallup, January 31st through February 4th at the fairgrounds. And I will be there with a booth promoting both America Outdoors Radio and our regional show, Northwestern Outdoors Radio. We'll be giving away some swag to some people that are lucky guessers. And I'll even be giving a seminar covering some places to go fishing in Washington State you might not have thought of, but you're going to love them when you do. You can find out more about that show at thesportshows.com. On that note, it is time to go, but here's hoping you are blessed in the days ahead and that you get outside for some hunting or some fishing or wildlife watching or anything else that trips your proverbial trigger when it comes to being out in nature. After all, it is your country and your outdoors, so get out there and enjoy it.
Thirty years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I'm also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim and Lenny Matthews for our show Ask Elle right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m., we'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here on Tuesday night at 6 p.m. Brought to you by KNS Staffing Solutions.
530-605-4517.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, WeThePeopleRadio.us. What shall we
do about them? K243CT Reading.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. A good chunk of the country getting blasted with extremely cold weather. Temperatures falling below zero in several states, and the worst is yet to come. Even parts of the deep south taking a bit of a hit. Governors from New York to Louisiana have declared states of emergency. Arkansas GOP Senator Tom Cotton says it should not be hard for voters to make their choice in this year's presidential election.
So it's a clear contrast for the American people. Do you want the peace, prosperity, and strength that we had in the Trump era, or do you want 4 more years of the chaos and incompetence, the inflation, and the threats that we have under Joe Biden?
And Cotton says Americans would be very wise to reelect Donald Trump.
Under President Trump, we had a booming economy. Real working class wages were growing, our border was secure, and our enemies feared us, and we had peace and stability, largely speaking, around the world.
Also at townhall.com, the U.S. military has carried out yet another strike on a Houthi-controlled site in Yemen.
The target was a radar site that was putting commercial vessels in the Red Sea at risk. It followed a first day of strikes that hit 28 locations and struck more than 60 targets. UN Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield telling the Security Council,
the aim of these strikes was to disrupt and degrade the Houthis' ability to continue their reckless attacks against vessels and commercial shipping in the Red Sea and the Gulf of Aden.
The Houthis have vowed to retaliate. They maintain their attacks on shipping are a response to Israel's war against Hamas, though they frequently targeted vessels with tenuous or no clear links to Israel. Ben Thomas, Washington.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
You all know that aches and pains come with simply getting older, but it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her relief factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800, the number 4-RELIEF, relieffactor.com.
Japan's transportation ministry says it has introduced improved emergency measures for the nation's airports.
The measures come in the aftermath of last month's collision between a Japan Airlines jetliner and a Coast Guard plane at Tokyo's busy Haneda Airport that's seen as a result of human error. The measures include more visible stop line markings on runways and use of clearer language in traffic control communication. The ministry says the measures are to be implemented right away at Haneda.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. In the meantime, the Federal Aviation Administration building up oversight of Boeing and audit the production of the 737 MAX 9 jetliner, that after the panel blew off an Alaska Airlines plane in mid-flight last week. It was the latest in a string of mishaps for the company. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. Now, the Buffalo Bills wild card playoff game against the Pittsburgh Steelers that was slated for Sunday has been moved to Monday thanks to a forecast of very dangerous weather. Here's correspondent Ken Lorman.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul and other officials say they're making the change for safety's sake. Up to 2 feet of snow is projected to fall on the Buffalo region over a 24-hour period beginning tonight. Officials advise residents to stay off the roads beginning at nightfall, with a driving ban taking effect at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
The game will now be played at Highmark Stadium 4:30 Monday instead of 1 o'clock tomorrow. Coldest game in league history remains minus 13 for the 1967 NFL Championship. Packers beat the Cowboys at Lambeau Field in a game 48 degrees below zero in the wind chill that afternoon. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
This is The Pet Show with America's favorite pet expert, Warren Eckstein. Warren's the author of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want, How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want, and he's here to answer all your pet and animal questions. Now, say hello to Warren Eckstein.
Hello, everybody, and welcome once again to The Pet Show. Is your beagle acting a little too bossy? Do your calico cats have you catatonic? Are your pugs acting thuggish? Well, if you love animals, care about wildlife and the environment, and want to understand your dog's or cat's behavior almost as well as they understand yours, maybe you're confused about their behavior, don't know what they're doing, or just want to improve your dog or cat's lifestyle, you know what to do, right? Stay tuned, because once again, right here, right now, it is time for The Pet Show, America and Canada's first and only real pet psychology, pet training, pet behavior, and of course, pet lifestyle show. So hop up on my couch, bring those adorable furry little buddies with you, folks. Yes, it is that time once again to let the animal analyzing begin. Hello, everybody. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show, the place where we absolutely, positively, never, ever a doubt about it, love, adore, and as I stress every single week, respect pets and animals as much as you do. By the way, if you want to join me on the Evergrowing Pet Show family, you have a question or like to share a story, your dog is jumping, humping, digging, your cat is scratching, not using the litter box, you can't take your dog for a walk because he sees another dog, he goes crazy, doesn't like the next door neighbor, you want to get a new cat, but the other cat doesn't want the new cat to come into the household, you get the idea, right? Every problem has a resolution. So if you have a question or want to share a story, just a great adoption story about a dog or cat maybe you rescued or grew up with or have an issue with, great time to give me a call. And let me just remind everyone out there, whether you're a new listener or a regular listener, it makes no difference. Everyone that calls into the show and gets to speak to me live today will get a fabulous, fabulous gift for their dog or cat. Hey, folks, I'm not giving away milk molds here. Many of the items I give away here are worth $30, $40, or even $50. So if you have a question or a comment, great time to give me a call. If we talk, a great gift will be on its way for your best friend. The phone number here at The Pet Show, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. That's 877-725-8255. Great time to give me a call. As I said, everyone that calls in and gets to talk to me live will, in fact, get a fabulous gift for their dog or cat. Let me tell you what I have planned for today's show, but you guys know I'm not going to get to all my subject matters because your phone calls are always my priority. But if we have time today, here's some of the subjects I'd like to share with you. By the way, that number, 877-725-8255. Did you know that 50% of pet guardians share the same personality as their dogs and cats, like disliking the mornings? So here's my question to you guys. We're going to talk about this later. Did you know that 50% of pet guardians? So the question is going to be, do you and your pets share the same personality, or does your dog or cat have a personality of someone in your family? We'll talk about that coming up a little bit later. Also, you know, we all make New Year's resolutions. Let's face it. I've already broke a few. Most of them dealing with weight and exercise. Did you know that overweight dogs and cats will often have a much shorter lifespan? What you can do to keep your pets around longer? We'll talk about that. And guys, I hate to break it to you, but listen, dogs lick. The way it is, it's what they do. And for several very important reasons, I'll explain. It's more than just that they love you. There's many reasons why dogs lick. Some good, some not so good. We'll talk about that coming up in a little bit. As always, plenty of time for your questions and comments. Lots of great stuff to give away. So if your pet is jumping, chewing, scratching, confused about the litter box, maybe that new rescue isn't housebroken. Your dog doesn't get along with other dogs. Some people he isn't thrilled about either. Or he just believes if he sees it, he's got to hump it. Give me a call. 877-725-8255, the phone number. The question of the day, pretty simple. Do your pets share your personality or the personality of people in the family? I want to know. Give me a call. 877-725-8255. Let me get right to the phones. Let me start out with Brenda. With Rachel. Let me start out with Rachel. I've been waiting for, an hour on my L.A. show. Hey, Rachel, welcome to the show, and thank you for being so patient.
Hi, Warren.
How are you today?
Hi. Great. I appreciate your advice so much. Thank you for what you do.
Well, thank you. How can I help you today?
Well, I have two cats, two young cats. One is a female, one is male, and they get along okay together, but the male loves to play, and he wants more attention than I can give him or the other cat gives him. So I was thinking of getting another cat to be his play buddy. And I was wondering, is it better to get a female or a male to be his play buddy?
You know, it's a great question because there's no real answer. I mean, I've had as many as 30 cats at a time, and sometimes it's, you know, two males and a female get along fine. Sometimes if you have two females, they become a little jealous. So it's really what you do. It's how you socialize them. If you make sure that there's a lot of stimulation going on, you know, bags, boxes, all that stuff, and everyone's spayed and neutered, you have a male and a female. The male and the female are getting along well. They play well. But is it the female doesn't want to play more with the male?
That's right.
And how old are the cats?
Around the house, but she really doesn't want to play with them.
How old are they?
She is 3 and he is 2.5.
Years?
Yes.
Oh, okay, so they're not kittens anymore. They're cats.
Yeah, but they're young.
Yeah, of course they're young. Have they been around any other cats before?
The female, no. The male, yes. He was from a rescue.
So she's been around cats. You know, there's no exact answer here. And I know, thank you for saying that you love my answers, but there's no exact answer here. I'm kind of trending towards, I don't know. It's a tough one. It's a real tough one, Rachel.
He's very athletic. He loves to run and play, and she's just not that into it.
Well, when you find the other cat, I'm assuming you're going to rescue another cat.
Yeah.
Try to find one that's a little active. You know, you speak to the rescue you're going to work with. If you have one that's a little bit more active, and you're going to be adopting a cat that you don't age-wise, a year old is fine too.
Yes.
Okay. If you work with the rescue and you can do the scent swapping and all the normal things that you have to do, I think at this point I would probably suggest going with a male.
Uh-huh. I was thinking that too. Just wasn't sure.
No, there's no right or wrong here, but it's just sometimes the males will bond a little bit in a different way, and the fact that there's three in the house, I think they'll be fine. Everyone's spayed and neutered, but also make sure you just handle the introduction properly, and I think either male or female would work, but I think it'll be a little easier with another male cat. I think that's the way to go.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the advice.
Rachel, my pleasure, but don't go anywhere. I'm going to put you on hold, and we're going to get your name, and we're going to get your address, and I'm going to send you a copy of How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want. I want you to follow that chapter on First Cat Psychology to make sure they're introduced properly, and you should be absolutely fine. You won't get a lot of sleep the first few nights, but after that, I'm sure you will. Hey, the phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. I'm going to take a break. When we come back, we have Brenda, has an older cat. We have Frank, who dogs love. Frank in Cleveland. Dog loves to watch TV with him, with barks at the dogs on the screen. Maybe you should watch a different channel, Frank. We'll talk to you. We've got Peter calling from one of my favorite places in the whole wide world, Arizona. We'll get to all your calls. The phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. Now, come on, guys. I got to be honest with you. I was, in fact, disappointed with my L.A. show today. The question I asked was pretty simple. Nobody thinks that they have the same personality as their dog or cat. No one thinks that their dog or cat has their personality. Let me tell you something. I've been doing this for over, I don't want to tell you how long, but 50 years is around. Good guess. But listen to me carefully. The bottom line is this. If I were to spend 5 minutes with your dog or 5 minutes with your cat, I would know more about you than you would probably want me to know. So that question of the day is, do your pets share your personality? I want to hear from you guys. Be honest. Do you think that your dog or cat either shares your personality or has a similar personality to someone else in the household? Give me a call. If we talk, a great gift will be on its way for your best friend. The phone number here, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. Plenty of time for your call. Lots of great stuff to give away. But right now, let's take a quick break, then right back at you. Listen.
This report is sponsored by IBM. Oil and gas companies are...
com. Spend just $35. It could be the kitty lickies. It could be the Lucy Dryer wet food for your dog, the Lucy Dryer wet food for your cat. Could be hip to be square treats. Could be that dog food roll. Spend just $35 at LucyPetProducts.com, and they will ship it to your home absolutely free. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
What did the tiger say? What did the lion say? What did the hippo say?
I'm Warren Eckstein, host of The Pet Show. Over 30 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses 4-in-1 supplement for both your dogs and cats to control your dog and cat's shedding, dander, dry skin, and hairballs, while improving your pet's immune system with both pre- and probiotics. Hear what one caller says about Hugs and Kisses.
Your Hugs and Kisses, I have told all my friends about it. For years, I have been giving him those Hugs and Kisses, and then you changed it a little bit and made it even better. Honest to God, he'll eat it like a treat, and then I crumble it up on his food. You know, I feed him twice a day. And he just loves it.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 30-year track record. Order today at Amazon.com, Walmart.com, or ThePetShow.com, or call us at 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, ThePetShow.com.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. The virtue signaling has come to roost. As the U.S. reaches its highest level of illegal border crossings ever recorded, are leftist mayors still calling their cities sanctuary cities? Now that the problem is visible, these cities are on the brink of collapse. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
This message comes to you from our sponsor, Subaru, featuring the 2024 Subaru Forester Wilderness. Equipped with 9.2 inches of ground clearance, all-terrain capability, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and a design that's bold and protective at the same time, the Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com/wilderness.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary Direct Connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Back on the Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. I forgot to wish everyone a very happy new year. It's the first show of the new year, so welcome once again. If you have a question or comment about your dog or cat, great time to give me a call. The phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. Looking for the question of the day is, where does your dog or cat sleep at night? Does he sleep on your head? Does he sleep by your feet? Does he sleep in his own bed? Does he sleep on your bed? Where does your dog or cat sleep at night? Give me a call. If we get to talk, I will send your dog a great gift, which may help him sleep even better. 877-725-8255. Let's go to my friend Bob in Kennewick, Washington. Hey, Bob, welcome to the Pet Show.
Hi, Warren. How are you today?
I could not be better. How about yourself, Bob?
Same, same. Hey, I've got a question for you, but I'll answer your question first. I have a 11-year-old border collie, smartest dog I've ever owned, first border collie I've ever had.
It's like having a genius living with you.
Really. I mean, I just talk to that dog like I'm talking to a human being, and I know she comprehends everything I'm saying and obeys accordingly. It's amazing. But anyway, my dog... sleeps. She has three different beds in the house, and she has a bed in our bedroom, you know, about 10 feet from our bed. She doesn't ever get up on furniture. She's never licked anybody in the face. She's just an amazing dog. She has a bed down in our party living room area. So she's well kept, and go get in your bed. And she, first time, she goes right to her bed and goes lays down. But no, she's got three beds. So yeah, she's very comfortable and enjoys them immensely. They're like a bed you'd buy like at a Costco, like a
So as long as she's comfortable, I'm just curious as to where most people have their dogs and their cats sleeping. So, but I know you have another question about her urine.
Yes, it's got to be just a coincidence, but we changed her diet as she's getting older to a much healthier food, and we've always fed her pretty good food. But we started buying like that Smart Pet rolls of you're familiar with it.
Yeah.
You like the chicken and vegetable stuff, and we started mixing that a small portion of that with some of the more quality kibble, and she just dove right into it. I mean, she's never been a finicky eater ever, but she just dove right into it and started enjoying it. And then again, I think it's coincidence, but a couple months later she started dripping. I mean, it was like, what's going on? And within a couple weeks we said, well, this isn't clearing up, we need to it's very sporadic. I mean, she would seldom have any problem in the house, and we have a lot of tile and a lot of hardwood, and so we would see it. It's not like it would be just disappearing in the carpet.
So let me do this, Bob. Let me give you a list of reasons for why dogs may be dripping urine, okay? There's a lot of different reasons for it, and, you know, you may have to do a little bit more investigation. Number one, if it were a younger dog and it wasn't a border collie, I would say maybe there's some fear, maybe just submissive urination. Maybe there's a urinary tract infection. Could be a bladder infection. Could be excessive water intake. Let me go back to that one. Could
excessive
be spinal water. Could be a spinal cord injury. Could be a weak bladder or incontinence. But let me tell you where I want to go back to. I want to go back to specifically the excessive water intake. And here's why. A lot of those rolls that you buy, like the Fresh Pet rolls, they have a lot of salt in them, which makes the dogs very, very thirsty. And obviously, no matter how healthy the dog is, if he's drinking more water, they're going to pee more. And the fact that their bladder may be filling up, it could be other things causing, it could be bladder, it could be other medical reasons as well. But the fact that it started after you changed says to me that the amount of potassium or salt she's taking in is making the dog drink more. Therefore, that might be part of the cause of the urine dripping.
Okay. So now, we did take her. She's been to the vet twice now.
And what does the vet say?
The vet said, again, kind of like you, it could be a urinary tract. They did blood tests, et cetera. They said that there really was nothing wrong with her bladder. The blood test came back relatively good, I guess. But they said, here, you know, it could be a UTI that she's got, and we recommend that you have this, and I'm not trying to do a commercial, but it was a leading brand dietary urinary tract food, and there's very few of those out there, and they're very expensive. It was, you know, like 35-pound bag is like $100.
Yeah, I don't want to run out of time on you, but let me just kind of go over this. Generally speaking, as a rule of thumb, in most cases of dog dripping urine, there's generally a medical condition behind it. If it was a puppy, I'd say it's different, but it's generally a medical condition. So I think you're going to have to go a little bit further with the vets. They're going to, you know, if they want you on that food is fine. That's fine. But I think the increase in salt, because it seems like it's paralleled, may be causing the dog to drink more water.
Okay, we quit that Smart Pet. We started making our own food, just boiled chicken and a lot of the good vegetables that.
Bob. Can you hang on? I got to take a break. Can you hang on?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
My pleasure. Let's put Bob on hold. And we'll get back to Bob. We'll get to Jenny in Ohio afterwards. Great time to give me a call, by the way. The phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. Plenty of time for your calls. Lots of great stuff to give away. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is the Pet Show.
Across the floor, little boxes full. I can't take it no more. I'm a careful cat, like you clean that dirty.
Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. The virtue signaling has come to roost. As the U.S. reaches its highest level of illegal border crossings ever recorded, are leftist mayors still calling their cities sanctuary cities? Now that the problem is visible, these cities are on the brink of collapse. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
This is Ted Lighting with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Lighty, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Here at KCNR Radio, we are fortunate to have two well-informed citizens. Hi, I'm Nick Gardner.
And I'm Doug Janke, and we'll give you the inside scoop of news affecting you.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest, Sundays, here, 8 o'clock.
KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and on your AM dial, 1460.
US LLC.
on the Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. Great time to give me a call. If you have a question or comment about your dog or cat, they're jumping, they're humping, they're digging, they're scratching, they're not using a litter box. Take your dog for a walk. He sees another dog. He turns into Cujo. Your cat looked at the litter box and said, no way am I going in there. If you have a question or just want to share a great story about your dog or cat or a great rescue story about a dog or cat you saved, or the question of the day is, where does your dog or cat prefer to sleep? Great time to give me a call. Just a reminder that everyone that does call into the Pet Show gets to talk to me live. We'll get an absolutely free, amazing gift for their dog or cat. Many of the items worth as much as $35, $45, or even $50. Hugs and kisses, Lucy pet food, kitty lickies, copies of my best-selling books, T-shirts, all-natural flea spray, a whole list of stuff to give away. So if you have a question or a comment, or just want to tell me how your dogs reacted over the holidays to their gifts, I'd love to hear from you. The phone number, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. Do have an open line, which is pretty rare here on the Pet Show. So if you have a question or a comment, I would love to hear from you. Now, come on. I love this question of the day. Where does your dog or cat sleep at night? And why do you think your dog or cat thinks he wants to sleep in that place? And also, does your dog or cat sleep by your feet? Does your dog or cat sleep by your feet? Because that means something entirely different. So we're going to talk about that as well. I want to hear from you guys in terms of where your pets sleep. Or any other questions or comments you maybe have about your pets, the number 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. Before the last break, we were speaking to my friend Bob in Kennewick, Washington, who has a 12-year-old border collie, and his border collie started dripping urine. So I guess, you know, I'm kind of the only thing I can really tell you, Bob, is that if the dog was drinking a lot of water excessively, even though you stopped giving him those rolls, which could make him a lot more thirsty, maybe the habit of drinking more water is still there, even though the necessity because of the salt isn't. So I would really monitor his drinking water at this point. I think that's really, really important to do, see how much water he's actually drinking. I think that's going to be imperative for your vet to find out that as well. And then depending on that, it could be expensive. You know, it's not cheap because they have to figure out a whole lot of things about what's causing it. So it's not inexpensive to have the urine test. It can run, you know, $300, $400, but it's something that you should have done at this point. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we've had the urine test and, like I say, blood test, everything. And first they said it could be crystals and then it could be UTI and then recommended us go on that type of urinary tract diet.
Here's my opinion. If you went to your doctor and your doctor said, hey, Bob, could be this, could be that, could be this, could be that, could be this, could be that, I would get a second opinion at least. And I think that's what you should do. I really think that's what you should do, because it could be something that they're guessing at. It could be something that they know. It makes no sense to me. They're not giving you an answer. Yes, we can help. No, we can't help. But they keep saying it could be this, it could be that, it could be this, it could be that. Well, rather than say it could be this or could be that, let them try to give you the right test to figure out exactly what it is. My gut reaction is it might still be part of the habit of drinking more water after getting that salty stuff.
Okay, very good.
Anyway, Bob, I got to move on. I'm trying to think what I want to send you. I don't want to send you food because I know he's going to be on a special diet. I can send, you know what, don't go anywhere. I'm going to put you on hold. Let's send Bob a copy of How to Get Your Dog Through You Want, and I'm sure his border collie will read it to him once the book arrives. Appreciate the phone call, Bob. Give him a hug and a kiss.
Thank you very much, Warren. You have a great
day. Thank you. Have a great day, too. 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. Great time to give me a call. Come on now, guys. Really? You're not going to call me and tell me where your dogs and cats are sleeping? Now, I know my guys, Molly and Willie, my rescue dogs, they're brother and sister, and they were really abused, and they sleep on the bed with me. But it's fascinating because I can go to sleep at night, and Molly could have her nose right next to my nose, and we're sleeping right next to each other. Then I'll wake up an hour later, and somehow it's Willie with his nose on me, and Molly, they're stealth. They just switch back and forth. God knows how they do it. Does anyone else have that situation with their stealth dogs as well? I'd love to hear from you. 877-725-8255, the phone number. Let's go to Jenny in Hainesville, Ohio. Hey, Jenny, how you doing?
Hello. Okay. And you?
I am doing fabulous. Happy New Year. What can I do to help you today?
Happy new year also. I'm sorry. I have five Goldens, and they all sleep with us. They sleep, some of them sleep in our arms and some of them sleep towards our feet, but they all have to touch us in some way.
I know exactly how you feel, but the hardest thing sometimes to teach Golden Retrievers is not to sleep horizontally, but to sleep vertically. If they sleep vertically, they're more fit on the bed. If they sleep horizontally, it takes up a whole lot more room. And it's not that, but listen, I've literally taught my dogs to sleep vertically because it makes it a lot easier for me. But they're stealth. Do you notice they switch around at night too?
Yes. Yes, they do. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My
and some have their head on a pillow. Yes. Mm-hmm. There's five of them, and they all came from like a mill, like a bad environment.
They're all rescue dogs.
Yes, and two
bless
of them,
you.
I have two, they're all boys, and two of them are sets of brothers. They came from the same litter.
So these were puppy mill dogs, correct?
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I worked many years ago in shutting down a lot of puppy mills when I was a peace officer in New York, but besides that, it's such a horrible situation. But thank God they found a good home with you, Jenny, in Haynesville, Ohio.
Oh yeah, they run our home. We live in their home.
Yeah, and you know why? Mm-hmm. I bet they order food for you instead of you food for them. You have to work what two jobs to feed five Golden Retrievers, right?
We work three.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. So let me do this, Jenny. Can I send you some Lucy pet food?
Yes. Yes, please.
I'm telling you, this food is amazing. It's what I feed my own guys. It's one of the few that had that prebiotic, probiotic formula. So let me do this. We know that you have five dogs, and you have a husband too?
Yes.
Five dogs. What size bed do you have?
He put two beds side by side. So it's huge.
I love you guys. You guys are amazing. Listen, I've had people sleep on the floor because their dog preferred sleeping on the bed, but those are just
oh, we do that. We do that too. Yes.
I've literally gone and slept on the couch because I didn't want to wake the dogs up after they had a rough day. I didn't want to wake them up, so I go sleep on the couch. Anyway, Jenny, give them all a hug and a kiss. Don't go anywhere. I'm going to put you on hold, and we're going to get your name and address, and I'm going to send you some Lucy pet food for your pets. And I appreciate that phone call. 877-725-8. Thank you. 877-725-8255. The phone number. Let me take a quick break here. When we come back, we're going to go all over the place. I see Maui's coming in now. Great time to give me a call. I have one phone line open, 877-725-8255. I still got some books to give away, some T-shirts to give away. Listen, if you guys don't have those air horns, don't blame me. Just the other day, someone thanked me for sending them an air horn. They were walking their dog. And it was a group of coyotes while they were walking their dog, and they felt that their small dog would have been grabbed, but they had this little air horn that I had made up. They tapped the air horn twice, and the coyotes took off. These air horns, by the way, they're on my website. I think they're like $8, $9. Check out the air horns at thepetshow.com. But actually, I'll be giving away some air horns free today as well. 877-725-8255. A quick break, then right back to your calls. The phones are jamming. I promise I'll get to all of you. Well, the results are in, folks. My own Hugs and Kisses 4-in-1 supplements are helping dogs and helping cats stay healthy, stay happy, and happy pets equal happy guardians. The formula will actually improve your dog's skin and coat, much less shedding, no more hairballs, stronger bones and joints, as well as prebiotic probiotics for great digestion and a healthy, healthy gut. Plus all the vitamins, all the minerals your pets need, and of course it's my product, so there's no soy, there's no wheat, there's no corn. I want you to check out the Hugs and Kisses 4-in-1 Vitamin Mineral Supplement Treats, available at Amazon, where they're a choice, Amazon.com. They're available at Walmart.com, or you can go directly to my website, ThePetShow.com. Don't forget that the. ThePetShow.com, Amazon.com, or Walmart.com. But here's the deal. A lot of people want to talk to someone. Don't be afraid to call my office. Give us a call. If we're not there, we'll call you back, I promise. So write this number down. 1-800-430 and the word HUGS, H-U-G-S. That's 1-800-430-HUGS, 1-800-430-HUGS. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
My dog's better than your dog. My dog's better than yours.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-542-9830. 800-542-9830. 800-542-9830. That's 800-542-9830.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. The virtue signaling has come to roost. As the U.S. reaches its highest level of illegal border crossings ever recorded, are leftist mayors still calling their cities sanctuary cities? Now that the problem is visible, these cities are on the brink of collapse. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
This message comes to you from our sponsor, Subaru, featuring the 2024 Subaru Forester Wilderness. Equipped with 9.2 inches of ground clearance, all-terrain capability, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and a design that's bold and protective at the same time, the Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com/wilderness.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now, Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full-throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475-horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary Direct Connection Performance Parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Jumping on the bed. No more monkeys jumping on the bed.
No more monkeys jumping on the bed. Speaking about sleeping with animals, hey, we are back on the show. I'm Warren Eckstein. Great time to call me, 877-725-8255. We're going to get to all your calls, I promise. I got plenty of time. Just bear with me. We have Jay calling from Maui, Hawaii. We got Dick calling from Idaho. We got Chris calling from Traverse City, Michigan. We'll get to all your calls, I promise. But let me do this first. You know, the question of the day is sleeping with your dog. Where does your dog or cat sleep at night? You know, sleeping is a vulnerable time for dogs and cats. So when a dog sleeps on your feet, they consider you their safe space. They may feel the need to mark you as their territory and may make this known to other dogs. When there are other dogs while you're outside, for instance, you may find your dog sitting close to you or on top of your feet. This behavior is your dog's way of saying that you are belonging to them and that other dogs should stay away. So it's very, very common when a dog is sitting around your feet or when you're sleeping and they're sleeping by your feet, it's their way of saying that this is, in fact, their safe space. It's not some foot fetish, I promise. 877-725-8255, the phone number. We'll go, I'm going to take you guys right in order. Let's go to Jay in Maui. Hey, Jay in Maui, how you doing?
Hi, how are you? I'm fine.
I am doing great. What can I do to help you today, Jay?
Okay, I just wanted to answer your question and
Sure.
tell you that our little girl, she's a Chihuahua mix, and she sleeps with us in the bed. Her favorite spot is sharing our two pillows. Either I get the butt end and he gets the head or vice versa.
Well, let me ask you a question. Wait. You said it's a Chihuahua, right?
Yes.
Does she sleep under the covers?
Oh, yes.
They all do.
Being under the covers.
Yeah, they all do. They like the burrow. They love the burrow. So who decides who gets the butt and who gets the head?
I think she decides. Whatever pillow she can get the most room on, that's how I think she gets the head.
You know, I used to joke about this. Like, I used to have a dog, you know, it was an old English sheepdog that I had rescued, and it had no tail. It just had a stub. So I said, the only problem with this type of dog is you got to be really careful kissing it at night because you don't know which end you're kissing. There's no tail to grab onto to let you know. The other end is where you should be kissing, not the back end. So you know what? But that's the fact that you said that amazes me, and I'll tell you why. People would not put up with that with any human being, but they'll put up with it with their dogs. So my dog's butt is in my – I can deal with that. No big deal. That's how much we love you. That's how much
– Oh, let my husband put his butt in my face. No.
That's another show entirely, Jay. The bottom line is I think you're absolutely right. Chihuahuas are like that. They sleep where they want to sleep, under the covers, butt in, whatever. I'm so glad to do that. And I think you had a question about feral cats.
Yes. Well, for one thing, I live way up country off-grid in Maui, and I'm sure I've heard you talk about being here, so you know the layout of the land pretty much. But we have feral cats, but the shelter will not come here and get them. They will, they do a catch and release normally everywhere, but they don't come up this far. So I have to catch them myself and take them to them. I don't want them anymore. It's very expensive feeding them. They're hungry, and we've been feeding them.
Jay, let me stop. Jay, let me stop you for a second. Once you start feeding them, it's your responsibility to continue feeding them. You can't stop feeding them all of a sudden. Go ahead.
I would never. We would never stop. We've talked about it. We would never stop feeding them.
Sure.
I've named most of them.
Which
is bad.
So, why don't you check to see that the Humane Society should be able to help you a little bit with the cost of the food and obviously the spaying, neutering. Are they clipping their ears as well to let you know they're spayed or neutered?
They don't come up here and catch them. I have to catch them.
Oh, you got to bring them. Yeah, well, I understand. There's a lot of rural areas, even in California where I live. There's a lot of rural areas where there's not enough groups to go out there, so people will do that. They'll trap, bring them to the shelter, and have it done. What a great call, by the way, though. I just love the call about the dog sleeping butt to head or head to butt. Hey, Jay, I got to move on. I'm trying to think what I want to send you.
My question was, is my little girl, she's deathly afraid of the cat. Is there anything I can do to help her? Because these guys are very aggressive.
Yeah, I'm going to have to take a break. You know what? I'm not going to have time to answer that right now, but let me do this. I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to send you a copy of my dog book. There's a whole chapter in there on getting dogs to get along with cats and vice versa. Try it out. Give me a call back. We'll go further. But a dog book on its way to you, and I appreciate that phone call. 877-725-8255. Dick, don't go anywhere. Chris, don't go anywhere. Got an open line, 877-725-8255. But right now, if you are owned by a cat, you know what I'm talking about. Cats are in charge. They tell you what they want, when they want it, and you better give it to them. And what your cats are really asking for is Kitty Lickies. Kitty Lickies by Lucy Petta, scrumptious, lickable mousse, cat treats, and food toppers. Your cats will enjoy Kitty Lickies directly from the pouch or squeeze it over dry food for an extra treat. Great for those finicky felines. They come in three great flavors. There's chicken and duck, sardine and tuna, or salmon and chicken. Here's a listener on what they said about Kitty Lickies.
On my last order to Chewy, I, as an afterthought, asked them to put in some Kitty Lickies.
Yeah.
And, man, I couldn't squeeze it out fast enough. She went crazy. This is the chicken and duck. She's crazy for it.
This is what I hear every day from listeners all over the U.S. and Canada. Once they've tried Kitty Lickies with their cats, check out Kitty Lickies. You go to their website, LucyPetProducts.com, LucyPetProducts.com, whether it be Kitty Lickies, their dog food, their cat food, their treats, their dog food rolls, whatever it is, spend just $35 at their website, LucyPetProducts.com, and they will ship absolutely free. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
This message comes to you from our sponsor, Subaru, featuring the 2024 Subaru Forester Wilderness. Equipped with 9.2 inches of ground clearance, all-terrain capability, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and a design that's bold and protective at the same time, the Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com/wilderness.
Have you heard about PodFest yet? It's the world's largest continuous in-person podcasting event in Orlando, Florida, and you got to check it out. Richard Gearhart here, and I want to tell you about an event that we're going to that we're super excited about. Yes, PodFest Expo 2024 is coming soon, a huge podcasting festival in Florida, and it's their 10th anniversary. Go to PodFestExpo.com and use the code GearhartLaw for your ticket. Whether you have a podcast and want to meet other podcasters, you're thinking of starting a podcast yourself, or you provide support to podcasters, this is the place to be in 2024. Meet the people who are shaping and influencing the podcasting industry and join PodFest as they also host the Podcasting Hall of Fame. The dates are January 25th through the 28th, 2024, and we'd love for you to join us in meeting podcasters from around the globe. The diverse cast of speakers means there's something for everyone. The learning and networking will be amazing. Throw in a couple of parties just for fun, and you have the podcasting event of the year. Go to PodFestExpo.com to get your ticket now. Use the code GearHartLaw for a special discount. Elizabeth and I hope to meet you there.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary Direct Connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Take a quick break for the top of the hour. I'll be right back at you. Jay, Chris, Dick, don't go anywhere. The phone number 877-725-8255. I'm Warren Eckstein. You're listening to The Pet Show.
Welcome to the Queen of Dragons Dispensary, your ultimate destination for top-notch cannabis experiences. Conveniently located at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard, Shasta Lake, our locally owned and operated dispensary takes pride in providing you with the best in price, value, and safety. Rest easy knowing that all of our products are rigorously tested for your peace of mind. We champion medical freedom, empowering you to choose what's right for you. Unbelievable value for unbeatable quality. For exclusive deals and exciting updates, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at The Queen Dragons or visit www.queenofdragons.com. The Queen of Dragons Dispensary, where the fire of quality meets the freedom of choice. Backed by popular demand, fresh and local flower powered by Pinnacle, Shasta County's premier local cultivator. Package fresh and daily with a wide variety and best prices and deals in town. And they can package larger sizes and quantities on site. Available only at the Queen of Dragons Dispensary. Winter hours are Monday through Sunday, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. and they deliver. 530-276-9771.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.